And the second speaker actually is me. So good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for being here. My presentation actually is about producing liquid organic fertilizer for fertigation purposes. Hawaii is very isolated. Actually, it's I think about the closest areas to us is Hawaii, which is about 5.5 hours of flying. That's the closest mass land to us. The cost of importing is very high, and also actually we are importing about 85% of what we consume of food. Also the urea price, it's always going up due to the transportation plus the oil price. Even though it went down a little bit, but still it's actually very high. All these components actually made more the local farmers more interested in going into the organic fertilizers, what's available locally, in order for them to be competitive, in order for them to be able to increase the crop production. What we have on the islands, actually, we use different type of local, locally made and available fertilizers, such as vermicompost, thermophilic, and also we have, this one is called tankage, which is the meat and bone meal byproducts. This product is the same material that's been used before for animal feed. And since the mad cow disease, this material is abundant for animal feed use, but it's approved for agriculture use. What's good about this material, usually in general, organic amendments, it has a very very low nitrogen content, about 2-3% maximum. That's actually when you are really lucky. But this tankage, it has about 10% actually nitrogen. And what we did, we've been collecting, because it's produced locally, we've been collecting this material, samples from it from the company that produced it on Oahu Island, each like about 3 months, and the nitrogen content was varied between 9.7 to about 12%. So it's a very high in nitrogen content, plus it has a good amount of phosphorus, and the CN ratio of it is actually very low. We start actually using it as a fertilizer with the farmers, but then we came into a point where those farmers that they use mulching, and they need always to have like such long-term crops, such as papaya, such as taro, and they need always to apply fertilizer over and over for the long growth. And we found out that if they will make a punch in the mulch, that's going to destroy the mulch over time, and also it's lots of work. We try thinking of producing liquid fertilizer using these materials. From this, what we did, we start thinking about which factors will enhance the release of the nitrate from this material into the water. We tested actually time, temperature, open and cover conditions, and some chemical and biological factors. If you see here for the time, we found out that increasing the time of letting this material in the water actually increased the nitrate concentration in the liquid, and up to 48%, and it was actually significantly higher. When we get into the temperature, it's about 75 and 95, so we left those valves that we were making in the oven on 95 degrees Fahrenheit, and we found out also it's significantly higher in the nitrate that released into the liquid fertilizer. Open and cover. Open and cover conditions, what we did actually, we used just some cover, like the aluminum sheets, just covering that containers, and we found also it's the cumulative of the nitrogen actually increased a little bit, but again, with a bigger quantity, it doesn't go this way. We were actually at the beginning when we started, it was on smaller quantities. So actually, we let that factor away. The other is we started testing some components, some chemical and biological factors to enhance the release of the nitrogen, such as soil, sugar, baking soda, and vermicompost. Baking soda, it worked very well as almost as the vermicompost, but up to 4 hours. If it goes to 8 hours with the baking soda, it becomes like a dead animal. It smells really awful. So up to 4 hours, you good. After that, no, don't go for it. Vermicompost did actually the best. And with the vermicompost, what we found, we know it has nitrogen in it, right? So what we did at the beginning, we were like putting equal amounts of vermicompost and the tankage into the solution. And by the way, I was starting at the beginning as a 1 gram of tankage into 50 ml of water. That was my proportion. and I added 1 gram of vermicompost into that 1 gram of tankage, and then both into the 50 mil of water. Then after that, we start testing only the vermicompost itself at different proportions, like such as 0.01 gram, 0.1 gram, and 1 gram. And we found out actually the 0.01 and the 1 gram, they did kind of the same. There was no significant difference between them, because the question was, is it really the vermicompost that's adding the nitrate into the liquid, or it's really just kind of like kicking that biology in the mineralization process? And actually we found out actually it is actually kicking the biology in it, because we went down into 100th portion of the 1 gram, and still actually it worked very well. From those factors, we start actually merging more factors into each other to make it, we want to see the best combination. And from that, we found out, this one here. We came up with a recipe. The recipe is actually for farmers to do, which is 1.5 pounds of tankage into 10 gallons of water, add only 1 ounce or even less of vermicompost, that's all what's needed, and then brewing. Well, because brewing, what we found when we were working on the compost tea, we found out that brewing, providing air, about 12 to 24 hours, actually improved the quality of the compost tea. We used actually the same for this experiment, and we found out, yes, actually time also brewing for 12 to 24 hours did very well with it. And then just straining actually is very important. You strain very well. And what we found is, if you mix the tankage with the vermicompost with a cheesecloth, the thicker the better, and then you dip it into the water, so you reduce the amount of straining that you need to do in order to avoid clogging the irrigation pipes. And then just apply. And here I am. With this one actually, this is a farmer on Molokai Island, and we gave him the recipe. He started using it for a watermelon. At the beginning, he promised us to do his own. He was actually doing with the fish emulsion, and he promised to do fish emulsion and our recipe. And when he started working on it and he found how good it is, he stopped using the fish emulsion. So the promise didn't go really through to compare the experiments, but also it's a good, very good result. And actually, this is his email, and I'm just quoting that he was very happy about the results, and actually very clear here, happy farmer and happy researcher. He did the watermelon, and he was very happy with it. It did really great. Then we took only a few samples from his watermelon, and we studied the bricks of the sugar in it, and we found it actually very high. Usually in watermelon, more than nine bricks, it's considered sweet, and it went up to about 12. It was very, very high sugar content in the watermelons. That was actually great results. Then what we did, we went ourselves to do replicated experiment. And what we did, we have at Pomoho Research Station, usually the soil is very poor, as Dr. Nguyen actually mentioned, the oxysoil is very poor in nutrient. So we picked this site, and we actually compared pak choy, lettuce, and daikon crops. And also as a control, was we used tankage to produce the liquid, and also we used synthetic, which is 10-30-10, in randomized computer block design. And the fertigation applied through deep irrigation weekly, once a week. What we measured is relative chlorophyll content every week of the growth, and also fresh and dry weight after harvest. Here is the experimental side, actually this portion of it actually here. It shows the crops that when we started. This is how we were applying the liquid fertilizer. It's very actually simple, easy. It can just go with the flow. And right now we are working with some companies that they have bigger lands on other islands. They can just actually have just a pump to push it through if they have really longer irrigation pipes, which it works also. The results. We harvested lettuce and pak choy after 4 and 5 weeks, and the daikon was about after 9 weeks. And you can see actually very clear visually difference in the results, where the lettuce, it was the head very big, bigger comparing with the liquid synthetic, comparing with liquid tankage. And also the same thing happened with the pak choy, the Chinese cabbage, and the daikon. The daikon actually was the most obvious one. it's really big difference between the two treatments. Here actually the numbers, we had the fresh and dry weight of the results, and we found out that it's significantly different for the lettuce under the tankage comparing with synthetic, both actually with the pak choi also and also the daikon. What we did actually, we replanted the same crops again, and I harvested, but I didn't have time actually to include the data in this presentation. A dry weight of the results, actually the same thing, also all significant with under the liquid organic comparing with the liquid synthetic. And how I'm doing with the time. For the chlorophyll content, we measured the chlorophyll content using the SPAD Minolta 502, and on the entire experiment time, whenever we collected the SPAD, it was higher and significantly higher under the liquid tankage comparing with the liquid synthetic for the entire for the three crops. Conclusions: it's possible to produce high nitrogen liquid fertilizer from organic local sources at the farm level. And we have like results to document that. Also, the time, temperature, and biological agents are useful tools to enhance nitrogen mineralization from the tankage. And the use of tankage in producing liquid fertilizer may provide different nutrients for plant growth beside nitrogen. And that might be related also to the best, because what we did when we applied, we were measuring always how much ppm of nitrate. Then we apply the same ppm of nitrate from the synthetic. So technically, could be that the reason is that the other nutrient that the tankage is providing next to the beside with the nitrate. I would like just to acknowledge our collaborators and all the help from them, and also our funding agencies, USDA and Western Sierra and the Department of Agriculture of the State of Hawaii. Thank you for listening, and any questions. Thank you. Yes, please.
I've used putting both your presentations together. I've an isolated biochar with vermicompost tea, and it works really well. Just so everybody keeps it in mind.
It's actually that's our next. We are trying to do this. We are trying to make it in a project so to get benefit of that. Yes. Thank you. Yes, please. Yeah, but they were both liquid. So what the measure was about the ppm of nitrate in the liquid solution. So it was about 50 ppm every time of application. And what we did, we actually applied at the beginning weekly, up to harvesting the lettuce and the pak choi. Then we start every other week.
Okay.
At the beginning, that soil was very poor. So I started every week, but then actually I shifted into every other week because the weeds were also flushing. I had to weed every week. So we shifted down into every other week, which actually is still working very fine in the second harvest, and still the results are very clearly different.
Okay, that total amount of nitrogen, was that just nitrate, or was that the total amount including other nitrogen forms?
No, actually, what we measured is nitrate, but I took some of those liquids and I analyzed the nitrogen in it, but I didn't apply based on that. My application every time was based on how much available of nitrate, and I go with the nitrate because it's the most preferable form of nitrogen by most of the vegetable crops.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes?
I just have one more, if you don't mind. Why did you put in vermicompost again in the preparation?
What we did actually, we were studying, when we are trying to find a factor that kick that mineralization rate quickly to increase the availability of the nitrate into the liquid. That was, so we tested different factors and we found the vermicompost was the best.
Okay.
Exactly. Thank you very much.